This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons on a beautiful day in the city of Boston, where there is a big basketball game tonight. Boston Celtics hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder just down the street from where we're broadcast at Scores on Canal Street. Come on down, 2-6. We'll be pre-gaming. Grab some drinks. Grab some Jameson. Grab some apps.
Let's make some noise, everybody. Let's go.
Woo! Fitzy is already pre-gamed a little bit, as you can tell by the sound of his voice.
You don't know me.
This is the Scores, where not only is it a great place to be today, but all throughout the NCAA basketball tournament, where there will be specials throughout the biggest games in college basketball. But tonight, it's about the NBA. It's about a finals preview. It's about OKC, the Young Gun Thunders. Not the Thunders like Robert Kraft and Gerard.
No.
We've moved past that.
Stacy already told us we're
the real Thunder.
These are not the Thunder buddies.
The real Young Thunder. SGA, an MVP candidate. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, question mark. And the one thing is the Oklahoma City Thunder will be without Jalen Williams, who has J-Dub, got a little hip injury that he suffered recently.
He won't be here.
No, just a dub.
Oh, hit. Okay.
Gotcha. But the last time the Celtics and the Thunder went at it, didn't go well for your Boston Celtics.
No.
They couldn't shoot like crap, and they're going to need to turn that around tonight. This is the last of what here on WEEI Afternoons we've talked about is this four-game stretch.
The gauntlet.
The gauntlet, because, you know, the gauntlet precedes the wah-wah-wah portion of the schedule because, you know, they only face three teams the rest of the way with a winning record.
That's why I told you yesterday.
All losers.
That's why I told you. Bunch of losers. Nothing but losers. That's why I told you the rest of the way it wasn't going to be the all-gas, no-breaks approach to the gauntlet, where they would test their mettle against the best of the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like you said, most entertaining game of the year.
Yep.
Tough loss, but hey, them's the breaks. And big wins against the Lakers, which they controlled box to wire, and a solid dub against the Nuggets. Now, you go up against the team with the best record in the West, just youth and energy that they can just keep pouring at you. Possible Coach of the Year candidate and Mark Daigneault once again. And on top of it all, get ready for the Thunder tonight, because not only might you see them again in the postseason, but guess what? You might be seeing them again and again and again, because this team is young, they are loaded with talent, and they still have a boatload of draft picks to come.
So we've set up the rivalry with the Cavs
for the
Eastern Conference, mm-hmm. then the rivalry in the Western Conference with OKC. We'll see if that comes to fruition. 617-779-7937 if you want to talk Celtics and Thunder tonight, massive basketball game, although I'm not so sure they are the dominant team in the West. I know they're dominating.
They're still the one seed, yeah.
But I also watched the other night the second game of a back-to-back. They split with the Nuggets, and in the second game, Jamal Murray and Jokic.
You're talking about old man Trip-Dub? I mean, he wakes up in the morning and has a triple-double. I've never seen something like that.
They also need to name the new thing he does, 30-20-20. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely insane. He's like George Mirison with talent. He's a giant person that is so. You know what it is? He's got these sneaky fluid old man moves. Like you look at him.
Oh my God! Yeah.
You look at him, and there's no way you think that he would move so well. He would shake and bake, and he's so smart. The court vision that Jokic has, just distributing freely and just faking people out consistently. That effort, like, and he's not in like NBA shape. You look at Jaylen Brown, and you're like, dude. When you look at Jokic, you're like, dude.
He also doesn't like basketball, which is weird because he's the best basketball player on the planet, one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and yet he's like, I want to go to my horses and my couch when the season's
over. Yeah, didn't he ask 2 years ago if he could just, like, go home to his goat farm?
He hates it. He hates basketball. He's one of those tortured artists that he doesn't want to do. I'm surprised he doesn't, like, start a rock band and want to go on tour with somebody. But tonight, it's about SGA, who might be the MVP. Who would you vote for, SGA or Jokic?
SGA has been the front runner all season. You've got to give it to Jokic. I'm sorry. Like,
I'd give it to Jokic.
Do you remember there
Don't
was just a time?
Brian for Zoko.
Do you remember there was just a time, and Brian, of course, is here running the video. He runs us where you can watch us. Shout out Griff as well. Dan Ball over there wearing a vest indoors, which is, you know, weird.
Is that like sunglasses indoors?
He likes to keep himself warm. He stays warm for his hot takes and, of course, his trending updates. You can check us out live. You can see us here at the beautiful confines of Scores at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Andy, we are – oh, by the way, quick trivia question about this establishment. They've been open 2 years.
Okay.
So they're about to celebrate their second anniversary, which is exciting. I'm very happy that there is not just a functional but an awesome sports bar right in the spot of where there used to be an awesome sports bar next to the best basketball and hockey arena in town. What was their busiest night in the 2 years they've been open?
The busiest night in the last 2 years here at Scores on Canal Street would be the...
You should get this.
Why should I get this?
Because we hyped it up recently.
We did?
Yeah. The Four Nations finale.
Oh, that's
this
right.
This place was blank hole to elbow, apparently.
Wow.
Absolutely jammed.
Four Nations down there at Scores.
Four Nations was a boon to the area.
Well, why don't we break that record today for Thunder Celtics? Come on down and pregame here.
There's not a lot of room for the autograph line, the Polaroids.
Ted's not even here yet.
The VIP meet and greet. I know. By the way, this table, I'm going to have to, like, suck it up like I'm a Ghostbuster when Ted sits down. There's not a lot of room to sit next to Ted.
So my first thought on tonight's game is the trend that we have seen with Jason Tatum, who I'm assuming is going to play. He was questionable, but I'm assuming he's going to be out there.
He better show up.
NBA-style manipulation of the
game. He got 16 games of some gas, some breaks to be able to get him ready for the playoffs.
So this feels like it has trended in this direction for a while now in these big games for the Celtics, but Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have been quite comfortable leading the scoring charge in these games. So I'm going to guess we get another, at bare minimum, 20-20 game from those guys, maybe another 30-30 game from those guys. We saw it couple weeks ago, that Cavaliers game where they, for a short period of time, held the record for most points in a game by a combination of Celtics until Peyton Pritchard and Derek White told them to sit down and watch for a little bit. But this is a star power game. Unfortunately, you don't have Williams for OKC. But I also think, you know, the classic, who does this game mean more for? Really nobody. They're kind of locked into who they are. OKC is the one seed in the West. You're the two seed in the East. But I do think there's a little bit of, wow, did we play poorly last time we played? Wow, did we fall apart in the second half? I think the number was...
That was it.
20 points, 26 points on 8 made shots in the second half of that game. It was awful. They shot 19% from 3. I think they had 16-plus turnovers, which for this team in historic sense in the last few years has always been when you have your worst performances.
Well, regionally, wasn't that game on during a... Was that on AFC-NFC Championship Sunday?
Don't ask the questions we didn't go over in the production meeting.
I think a burger dealer read anything off the prompter. I think it was because I feel like a lot of regional fans, like a lot of Celtics fans locally, will not have seen that game. They just heard like, oh, Celtics faded in the second half and lost. So tonight represents a great chance, whether you are here in person, coming by Scores, going to the Garden, or watching at home. This is a great chance for people that don't stay up for games that are in the Central or the Western time zone, Andy, don't watch a lot of cable basketball, to see just what everyone's been talking about, the youth, the speed, the talent on the Oklahoma City Thunder squad.
Well, the thing about the Thunder is they're a try-hard team with talent. They're going to give you 48 minutes of hustle, quality, energy, effort, and attitude, as
the
I like
EA,
to say.
Baby.
But they're also talented. They're also a good basketball team. They're Chet Holmgren is as freakish a player as you're going to find. Mm-hmm. SGA, obviously, is going to roll out of bed. He's leading the NBA in scoring at 33-plus points per game. I clicked on one of those NBA TV games the other day, and it was like, 28 points at halftime, well on his way to 50 points. So SGA has entered the elite of the elite in the NBA, but they also are going to do that old-school Celtics thing that we saw the Celtics do for years as they were building their way up with Tatum and Brown, be the try-hard team, the try-hard team with young talent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the challenge that I expect, honestly, the Celtics to meet tonight, because I think when you challenge them in certain ways, and this gets back to something I've been saying of late about probably put that B in their bonnet, and they're going to be a little bit like, oh, you think they're the try-hard team? Oh, remember the Panthers-Patriots Super Bowl when all David Givens was told that those DBs are too physical for you, and then he ends up scoring in the end zone and he's flexing over the football?
Or how about
it's like, who's more physical? I am.
Warren Sapp telling the Patriots offensive line they were going to get sunk by the Carolina Panthers pass rush and Russ Hochstein being trolled especially.
But that's one thing if it's an external force. It's another thing when your coaching staff is telling you and pushing your buttons. And
that call came from inside the building.
I believe Eric Mangini was the DB's coach all week, and he was planting the seed. I think that was the story. I know they were definitely planting the seed with receivers, and I think Joe Mazzulla will do that tonight. This is a team that's going to out hustle you. They're going to get beat on every effort play tonight because they try harder than you. And I think when you put a Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown team on the court that is also got a chip on their shoulder, doubted, has something to prove, they usually go out and put on a pretty good performance. So I think the home crowd here tonight is going to see something they like. Hopefully, it'll be more Cleveland game early than Lakers game early. Hopefully, it'll be the hot start for the home team, not digging out of a hole, even though those two games ended in the reverse way you would have thought based on the starts.
I would love it if also we could have like a Lakers finish where you pretty much stay strong, maybe one hiccup in the fourth quarter, but otherwise get the lead, pick up the lead, hold the lead throughout the game and look like the better team. Just the WEI Afternoons Research Department, a.k.a. my iPhone checking in. It was January 5th that the Celtics played Oklahoma City. The reason being why some of us may not have had one or both of our good eyes on that was Gerard Mayo was fired. That kind of dominated, and that's where all of us ended up on that given day.
So Gerard Mayo probably didn't watch that game.
He also probably won't be coming to scores tonight.
You
never know, though.
Down, Gerard.
First round's on Andy.
Sure. If Gerard Mayo shows up here, I will buy him a round of drinks. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Why
brought
not?
To you by Jameson.
Absolutely.
See if they can give them to him for free, because that'd be better, too. Because, I mean, he did make millions of dollars to be the head coach. Why would I be buying him free drinks? 617-779-7937 if you want to join the conversation. How confident are you in your Boston Celtics? We'll get to my Twitter poll later where I'm going to give a little teaser. There's a lot of confidence among Green Teamers and Celtic Nation right now.
Like Ted. Like, remember yesterday, Ted came when
Homer Ted came out.
Homer Ted came out. And, hey, Merge. He came in yesterday like full of blank and vinegar about your Boston Celtics, saying that right now, if they just keep playing like this, best team in the NBA, best roster.
Homer. He's such a homer.
He is.
Hey, Homer.
I mean, like, to a point where even, you know, I kind of felt like I had to push back a little bit, like, Ted, there's a lot of other really talented teams, and the Celtics have shown you at times this year, not just that they're not supremely talented, but...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rather, they can kind of disappear. They ghost on themselves at times.
Absolutely. And I think he also based that, which is something I am wont to do, as they say, with an O, not an A.
Yes.
That he referenced that Lakers game, which, yes, they were clearly the better basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
That's right.
I'm not sure anyone thinks the Lakers are the best basketball team that they'll face in the playoffs. In fact, I think a lot of people would put two, three, four teams ahead of the Lakers. Certainly in the East, the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. You'd put tonight's opponent, and I would absolutely put the Nuggets with perennial MVP
Correct.
Candidate Nikola Jokic, who, again, deserves it this year. For the longest time, the MVP was Jordan's unless he said otherwise. For the longest time, it was LeBron's until he said or showed otherwise, or Tim Duncan. And now it belongs in Jokic's hands unless somebody grasps it from his giant goat farming hands.
So it's absolutely great that you beat the Nuggets. It's absolutely great that you showed the Lakers they're not really in your class right now, and LeBron limped off with either a real or fake injury and flopping back from Jason Tatum.
I think it was real fake.
But OKC has been one of the two best basketball teams in the NBA from wire to wire all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So this win, now, if they go out and dominate OKC tonight, then I think our guy Ted has even more reason to feel like, yeah, the Celtics are rolling toward the postseason, rolling towards a potential title defense. But I don't think it's going to be easy, and I also think it would also fall in line with last year's playoff run because
mm-hmm.
it would be against an opponent that doesn't have its best offensive players out mm-hmm. on the court. It's one of its top two. And I think that's going to be something to watch tonight defensively because I'm a simpleton. I'm not the smartest basketball knife in the drawer. But wouldn't you double SGA all night long and make somebody else beat you?
Yeah, but like, they have enough guys that can go for 25 or 30
and good for
and
them.
Beat you. Yeah.
I'm Belichicky in this. He's not beating me.
Okay, so you're doubling the best receiver and you're saying go ahead and run.
Right.
Run 220 yards with no Sean Moreno if you
want. And if I get beat by, you know, Chet Holmgren or somebody like that, and you go, okay, you're a pretty good basketball team. We might want to buff up this defensive game plan when we face you again in the finals. But
are you going to consistently do it, or are you going to slide coverage his way maybe
half
the night?
No, yeah.
And who are you moving? Who you have on him in the first place?
Who's on the court? What's the rotation? I don't even know who's on the court.
Who would you say consistently is the Celtics' best defender?
Well,
Derek White?
Probably. You know who probably would want the challenge? My guy.
Tatum.
JB. JB loves to. He did it the other day where he did the old school Mark, what's his name? Hand down, man down. And he got real wide and put his hand down like Mark Jackson mm-hmm. used to say. And I think JB loves that challenge. If you're looking for something to give him to sort of keep him entertained and engaged, if you say, hey, you got SGA tonight. I don't want him getting anywhere near the hoop. I want you. Remember the whole thing with Luka in Dallas? If he wants the ball, he better bring it up because he ain't getting it back if he passes it kind of thing. If you
and look, and that's how Luka ended up in L.A.
If you challenge JB like that, I think he steps up. So I would give him an opportunity to do it at times and see how he reacts to that opportunity and see how SGA, as a young player,
how he deals reacts. With that like, he's got the speed, yeah. but he's also physical.
Suns out, guns out.
All right. You don't have to flex.
He looks like me at the beach in a JB jersey.
No, he doesn't.
JB. It's weird.
No, he doesn't. Clearly, the sign on the way in, Dan, says no laughing. Do not.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Well, Andy makes it impossible not to laugh when he
are there any,
makes admissions like that.
Are there any JB jerseys in here?
There are not.
Looking
sir.
Around here.
There's a Larry Bird right up there. I have
a
Larry Bird on here.
This is a place where that jersey is actually supposed to be.
Hanging on a wall? Wait, I should have worn it today.
How do you feel
that
about
it? Would be better.
Look,
how did you not get the memo? I put on something Celtics related.
I should have worn the JB jersey
Take
with nothing
easy,
underneath.
Take it easy, Andy.
Suns out, guns
no.
out, baby. Okay,
no.
see this.
No,
right
no, people walking by would be like, oh, are they filming a House of Pain video inside Scores?
They'd be like, is that John Cena? Who's that?
No, it's
no,
not.
That's
it looks like
art.
It looks like his short brother, Ron Cena.
Well, John Cena's not the tallest guy in the world, I don't think, either.
Nah, he's a little bigger than you.
617-779-7937. We are setting the table here. Celtics Thunder just down the street at the TD Garden. Second best team in the East, defending champions, against the front runner in the West. A potential NBA Finals preview here tonight. Come on down to the Scores. We'll be broadcasting from 2 to 6 all afternoon, and we have a loaded show for you. Ted Johnson obviously joins us at 3. 3:30, we'll have Justin Turpin. 4:30, we'll have our friend Mego from WEEI.com, Megan Ottolini. And then around 5:10, Brian Scalabrine will make his usual Wednesday appearance, but it'll be in person, sitting next to me. I've already requested a booster seat so I don't look too short next to him. I want to not have those photos. I know Dan Ball is going to take a photo and put it out there.
And I'm and an Instagram. It's going to be everywhere.
Like the little guy. Yeah. But
between if I'm 6'2 and Ted is 6'4 and Scal's like 6'10.
And I'm 5'9.
You're right.
5'9.
And I'm Meryl Streep.
That guy,
get out of here. That guy, even the guy over in the corner
getting
was like
side-eyed from the bar. Yeah, 5'9. I saw you walk in, buddy. 617-779-7937 at Scores, brought to you by Jameson. And remember, Scores isn't just the place to be tonight pre-gaming for the Celtics. Also, the place to be all March long for NCAA college basketball, where they'll have specials during all the games. So come on down tonight. Come on down to watch some college basketball.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.